You're listening to The Exchange here on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Mary Hartnett. Currently, there is no casino gambling in the state of Nebraska. Nebraskans are coming to Iowa, South Dakota, and other states to gamble. $500 million in revenue that's going out of state could be used in Nebraska to meet several different needs. Ho-Chunk Inc., the Socioeconomic Development Center of the Winnebago Tribe, is joining with other groups filing a proposed ballot initiative to add an amendment to the Nebraska Constitution that would legalize gambling and regulate casino gambling. Sam Burris is the communications manager for Ho-Chunk Inc. Burris says the amendment to legalize gambling has a lot of support in Nebraska.
Polling in 2015 was positive. That was the earlier time that Ho-Chunk put the issue forward. Unfortunately, because of an issue with the signature collection group, not the required number of signatures were reached, and so it never made it to the ballot. But this time, simpler ballot language, a new signature collection group are involved, and so we're optimistic that the support that polled, several years ago exists and hopefully has grown.
What kind of things would this funding go for? What would it support in the state?
There's about $50 million in new tax revenue that this would raise, and it would go to property tax relief, K-12 public education, and the Gamblers Assistance Fund.
If you get the ball rolling on this and you get the... you have enough signatures, you get this approved. When would this actually end up on the ballot then?
It would be the November 2020 general election.
So it's pretty soon, actually, right?
Yeah, yep. As far as the process goes, we're definitely on track to make that happen. And actually, we're getting started a little bit earlier this cycle than we did the previous cycle.
And you don't have to have any extra action taken by the legislature or the governor?
Because this would amend the state constitution of Nebraska, it goes to a vote of the people, and that's why it would go on the general election ballot and not through the unicameral.
How do you think this will benefit Ho-Chunk and sort of the people that you work with and work for?
So Ho-Chunk's mission is to advance social and economic development of the Winnebago people. And so this would be a major boost for the business and provide a lot of revenue. All of Ho-Chunk Inc.'s profit is reinvested into the Winnebago community. A portion of the profit every year goes directly to the Winnebago tribal government. And then the rest is reinvested in the business. To grow the business, but also for programs and partnerships that the business supports. Housing is a major priority of Ho-Chunk Inc., and so this new revenue, like any revenue, would really go to boost the local programs, quality of life initiatives, and other development activity in the Winnebago community.
That was Sam Burris, the communications manager for Ho-Chunk Inc. Ho-Chunk Inc. is one of the organizations that's filing a petition to ask for an amendment to the state constitution to legalize gambling in Nebraska.
And Ho-Chunk Inc. is an underwriter of Siouxland Public Media.